The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to William Hill's Irish Racing Preview. We're going to look ahead to this evening's action in Nacer, a 7-race flat card to look forward to, including a 6-furlong listed race for fillies and mares. And my name is Mark Walton, and joining me on the line to look ahead to the action is William Hill Radio's Irish Racing expert, Andy Holding. How are you, Andy?
Yeah, not too bad, are you?
Yeah, good, thanks. It's not too bad in Nacer tonight, it's all right?
I think so, yeah. Doesn't look a bad card. Listed fillies race looks a fairly competitive affair. Some other good handicaps and maidens along the way. Not massive field, so we haven't got to be scratching our head too much.
Yeah,
hopefully we'll be okay.
Good stuff. Right, the first race this evening is the 5.55. We start with an Irish Stallion Farms EBF maiden over 5 furlongs. And Simply a Star is the even money favourite this morning. It's 2-1 for Casbar, 8-1 for Sassy but Classy, 11-1 for Anipi, 16s for Lady Mandeville, and then 20-1 and bigger price as the rest. Simply a Star, Andy, half sister to Bracelet, so pretty nice breeding. Second enlisted company last time, hit the crossbar on a few occasions, but has the benefit of experience over these. Dropping back into a maiden, do you see Simply a Star the one to beat?
Just about, but I don't think it'd be as straightforward as a market price suggests. Her best figure on the numbers, anyway, her best performance on the numbers, when she chased home Queen Nefertiti at Leopardstown 3 starts ago, and she's just been a bit tad unlucky on her last 2 starts, bumping into a nice horse of Jim Bolger's called Plesiak. That was back at the same track, and then she dropped back to 5 furlongs, a minimum trip, on our last start, and Tommy Stacks accepted, who was an impressive winner first time out at the Curragh, just lowered her colours in the latter stages of that race. It's just whether she is a 5-furlong filly. I think they're just scrambling around the connections, just trying to look for a race to finally get ahead in front, and whatever comes up, if you like, is what they're taking on board. She does, however, have to face Casbar, who represents the Colts here, and I'd probably just about favour him at the prices, because similar to Simply a Star, he's been running in some very good races on his 2 starts to date, respectively. Both of them have come here over this course, so obviously that's an advantage to Johnny Murta's charge for starters. And then if you look at that run last time out here in the early part of June, it was behind Cool Company, of course, went on to win the big Group 2 race in France the other day. Toscani was second in the Cheshire. Wolrenville, of course, ran really well at Royal Ascot himself. That was a decent effort, and he was doing some really good late work. On the numbers, speed figure wise, Simply a Star would just about hold sway. She's run 2 or 3 really good times, but Casbar has run well in a decent number race here at this track, and I think he just might be the one who copes with the 5 furlongs, the stiff 5 furlongs here better, and added on top of that, he's 2-1 with William Hill. So I'll just go with Johnny Murta's charge.
OK, favouring Casbar then in the opener. The second race is the 6.25, and we're staying in maiden company for this one. This one's over 6 furlongs, and an interesting maiden. We've got Red All-Star, who sets the standard on current form, but we've got some interesting newcomers as well. Aidan O'Brien's Albert the Bold. Jim Bolger's got a couple in here as well, Ring Speed and Self-Focused. How do you see it going, the 6.25, Andy?
Well, the way I see it is that if Albert the Bold is above average, then he should be good enough in theory to take this race, because what we've seen so far of the likes of Red All Star and In Search of a Dream suggests that they're just as they are, as the rating suggests, mid-70s horses. Patrick Martin's Red All Star is the highest rated horse in the race, and he's had a couple of reasonable runs of late, both at Garran and Roscommon. Last time when he chased home Mickey Halford's Red King's Rider down in that particular venue. But Al the Brave, he comes from a family which has had a fantastic season. A lot of those war fronts, his sire, of course, have produced several good two-year-olds this season. So just keep an eye on the betting, as I'd say here. Obviously, Jim Bolger's got a nice newcomer as well called Ring Speed from Teofilio. And Teofilio's done Jim Bolger proud throughout the last year or two. So he could be anything. So it's a difficult race for me to sort of pinpoint an absolute concrete selection this early in the morning, but judged Judd's on the early skirmishes in the betting. Albert the Bold's going to be putting around about 11-8, 6-4, and I'd probably go with him, but it'd probably be a race I'd sit back and watch rather than get too heavily involved in.
Okay. Yeah, just looking at the betting this morning, Albert the Bold 11-8, 7-2 for Red All-Star and Ring Speed, 7-1 for In Search of a Dream, 8s for Sweetest Taboo, and then 12-1 and double-figure prices the rest. So do keep an eye on any market moves. They could be pretty informative there. The 6.55 is the third race, and this is a handicap over 6 furlongs, and 9-2 joint favourites this morning with Above the Law and Dunard Prince disputing favouritism. 13-2 for Canada, 7-1 for Gembat, Chilly Billy is 8-1 with Lady Ranger, Lag Time is 10s, as is Regal Power, and then it's 12-1 and bigger prices. The rest, as the market suggests there, Andy, 9-2 joint favourites, quite an open handicap. Who do you like in the 6.55?
Well, I don't like Above the Law for a starter. We can definitely put the fork in Andrew Oliver's charge. He's run here twice at Nace, and he just simply doesn't get on well at this track. His favourite track is Navan. For some reason, he always comes alive there. And as his career record suggests, Navan and Dundalk are the only two tracks he seems to come to light. So I'm definitely going to take him on. But quite in the contrary to Above the Law, Dunard Prince, the second favourite, or joint favourite, simply adores it here. His last two victories in his career have both come over the course and distance. And if you go back to that run when he was victorious 4 starts ago, you'll find out that it was a very good, not only very good speed figure race, it was also a good piece of form, because horses in behind that day, like Have a Nice Day, Pixie Spirit and all Beau Satchel, have all won at least once subsequently. And he ran really well last time out at the Curry in a hot handicap when he was third behind Have a Nice Day. Again, the race of that race was a good speed figure. So he's running consistently well. His last 4 starts, he's either won or finished in the frame. My only slight negative would be the draw. I can never really predict how the draw's going to pan out here at Nace. Sometimes they come down the middle and the middle of the track's favoured, particularly when there's a bit of give in the ground. But on other occasions, that far side rail can be an advantage, particularly on the round track. So stall 14 could be a slight nemesis for Dunard Prince, but he's definitely got the best form in the race, and his love affair with this particular track definitely tips the advantage in his favour. And we can back him each way as well at 9-2. So Dunard Prince, a fairly confident choice there in that 6.55.
Okay, Dunard Prince then in the 6.55. The 7.30 is the big race of the evening. This is the Yeomanstown and Morristown Latin Studs EBF Stakes, which is a listed race for fillies and mares over 6 furlongs. And we have joint favourites this morning, Taban and Mina Lisa, both 5-2. 11-2 for Gathering Power. Yulong Baiju is 7-1. 10-1 for Flick Flack and Seas of Wells. 10-1 also for Sparrow. Floating Along is 18-1. 20s for Sassaway and Dark Skies. The 33-1 Outsider. Some nice fillies in here, Andy. Who would you like in the 7.30?
Yeah, I think there's a couple here to concentrate on. First of all, we'll suggest that Mina Lisa is probably the one to beat, as the market implies. Ray Guest's charge is very good in this kind of grade, listed company. She's definitely not a Group 3 filly. And, you know, connections will be desperate to try and get a little bit of black type against her name, because she's worked her way through the ranks from just being an ordinary handicapper last season. Her last 2 starts read quite well on the figures, even though she was only 9th at Windsor. That was almost like a Group 3 race, the likes of Rocky Ground, the Professor, of course, in that race, and she only got beat 4 lengths. And once again, ran up to her very best form behind Indignant and Professor. Again, next time out at Salisbury, and those are genuinely good Group 3, Group 2 horses at their very best. Her speed figures are very good. She handles this ground. A stiff track will be fine. So I think she's definitely the one to beat. However, at the prices, I'll probably just offer up Yulong Baiju as a tad of value here at 7-1 with William Hill. Similar to Ray Guest's charge, Mina Lisa. She's been running consistently well all season long. She managed to win here over the course and distance 2 starts ago. That was a bit of a muddling race, but she did show that she, A, gets on well with the track, and B, has got a good turn of foot. And then she was dropped in the deep end the other day, dropping back in trip at the Curra on Sunday in what was an absolute mother and father of a gallop set up by Caspian Prince, who is one of the quickest horses in training. Of course, he's won twice this season at Epsom, so that backs up that view. And he towed the field along at such a gallop the other day that only Sir Maximilian could cope with that pace. Yulong Baiju was left floundering halfway through that contest, but she did do some good work late on, suggesting that would just about put a cherry right for this particular race tonight. She's up in trip again. She's back to Nace. She's got a draw right smack bang in the middle, so Colm O'Donoghue, who has won on her before, could go either side. And I just think she's likely to run a race where most here won't. So Yulong Baiju, each way at 7-1 in the listed fillies race.
Okay, race five on the card is the 8.05, and this is a handicap over a mile. And Vector Force is 11-8 this morning, 7-2 for Strait of Zanzibar, 4-1 for Longton. Captain Cullen is 7s, 8-1 for He's No Saint, and Barak, the 10-1 outsider. Only 6 of them in the lineup here, Andy. And Vector Force, fairly short at the top of the betting, has run well over this course before. A couple of seconds on his 3 turf starts as well. Do you see him getting his head in front here?
I think he's got a good chance to, Mark. Yeah, if I'm being honest, he's put in a good return first time out the Curragh when he caught a lot of analysts that day when finishing strongly to finish fifth over an adequate trip. And then he was up to his best distance on his last start here over the tonight's course and distance, and he just got nutted late on by a horse who's in fantastic form. A lot of podcasters know that Muscle Beach has won his last 2 races, and they're pulled nicely clear of the third. Political Policy back in fourth as Longton, who was making his seasonal reappearance, and he did some good late work at the finish as well, having been outpaced momentarily. He's got a good chance of finishing a bit closer to Ger Lyons' charge, but I think Vector Force does set the standard. I'm going to have over just at the prices again. I'm just concentrating on value here tonight at Nace and looking at how this race might pan out, and go with Straits of Zanzibar, a horse that I tipped last week at Killarney. I know he did come unstuck, but he was trying to give weight away to a horse going in the right direction from the Dermot Weld stable called Stay the Night, and that speed figure was pretty good, you know, and they didn't half quicken up from the home turn. The sectional times from the turn in was at least 3 seconds and upwards quicker than anything else on that card. So they're really trapping in the home straight. And as we know, front runners here at Nace have a significant advantage. And in a race where there's a paucity of front runners on the show, I'd expect Shane Foley to try and make the run in on Ken Condon's 5-year-old. And he could just be difficult to pass. He is quite a tough nut in front straight to Zanzibar, as he proved when he won at Bellierstown the time before. So in what could turn out to be a tactical fare, I just think the scales and the advantage might just be in Straight of Zanzibar's favour. If he's going to get beat, then obviously it is by the favourite, Vector Force.
Straight of Zanzibar there, then, in the 8.05. The penultimate race this evening is the 8.35, and this is an apprentice handicap over a mile. El Jauza is the 3-1 favourite at the time of recording. 9-2 for Furacano. Millington is 5-1. 9-1 for Cool Athlete. Trans City also 9s. Tahugo is 10s. And then 11-1 for Awamaniki Nico, and 12-1 or bigger price as the rest. So El Jauza heads the betting, Andy. Arrives here in fairly decent form, and with it being an apprentice race, Gary Halpin will be quite a bit of assistance in the saddle.
Definitely, yeah. The only negative, we'll deal with the negatives straight away, is that he's got a bad draw. I think if this horse had drawn in single figures or even just, you know, between 1 and 10, I'd say that he'd be a worthy 3-1 market leader. But he's got the coffin box draw right out on the wing, stall 13. So Gary Halpin will need all his skills in the saddle to get this horse into a competitive position. And providing that he does, I think she's got a fair chance of going close. She ran well the last day down in Tipperary in a very strongly run race won by our jock, who was tragically unlucky on his follow-up bid, his hat-trick bid actually, at to the Curragh on Sunday. Form-wise, I think he just about sets the standard. He won well the time before over tonight's similar race to this at Fairy House. And he's also run well, over 7 furlongs behind Lake George early on this season's race at Furacano, finished third. Again, from a bad draw, she was drawn 14 of 16 that day. So she hasn't been done too many favours from her stall positions. She keeps having a huge dollops of bad luck. But she is the most likely win. I think Furacano is the danger, as the market implies. It's very difficult to make any concrete cases out for many of the others. This is a terrible race. So I'd probably go with Al Jauza. I'd make a more confident vote if she was draw 13. But, you know, you have to deal with what we've got with. So let's hope Gary Halpin can work the oracle.
OK, El Jauza then, hopefully to overcome a tricky draw in the 8.35. And the 9.05 is the final race this evening. It's a race for 3-year-olds and older that, since the 1st of August 2013, have not won a weight-for-age race worth more than €15,000. And Chance to Dance heads the betting this morning at 7-4. Michael Mass is 2-1, 5-2 for Bold, 30 Quill, 8-1 for Tahani, and Elusive Time is 16-1. Chance to Dance was quite a nice winner at Leopardstown, and defying a big weight in the that Premier Handicap there. You tipped him on that occasion, I think. So are you sticking with him?
Yeah, how much do I love this horse? He's just been a real money spinner this season for the podcasters, and I just can't oppose him. I just think he's a really tough, solid performer that absolutely loves his racing. He's showing no ill effects of the hard, arduous campaign that he's been on since the start of the season. Don't forget, this horse has been on the go since one of the first meetings of the season at the Curragh. He's basically raced through all the hot sort of winter, summer months, and This is his ninth race. He's gone from a rating sort of in the mid-70s to now be rated 108. I said he was a group horse about three or four starts ago, and he certainly lived up to that reputation, hence the fact he's got top. He's having to carry top weight here and give weight away to some nice horses. But I expect him to come through this race because his numbers really do stack up quite nicely. When he won at the Curragh three starts ago, he recorded an 86 on my figures. Hold the line, he was third, has boosted the form, so that's solid. He then went to Garin and he just got a little bit done for toe that day around a bit of a sharp track, and track position was key. But in the end, you know, again, another good speed figure, 85. But then his last run was absolutely off the scale, 95, his best ever rating. Suggests that he's still maintaining his form. Providing he handles his track tonight, obviously the first time he's run at Nace, I'd expect him to come through this test. He's dropping back in trip, but his speed figure suggests he's got enough pace to cope with this lot. So chance to dance, hopefully to win his fifth race of the season tonight. What a money spinner.
Yeah, chance to dance then in the lucky last to win his fifth race. He's only started racing this year as well, hasn't he? Remarkably.
Incredible. So, yeah, he's just really tough as steak.
Good stuff. Let's have a summary then, Andy, if you wouldn't mind spinning us through your selections one more time.
Yeah, decent little card tonight at Nace. Hopefully starting off in the right direction. In the shape of Casbar in the first race to get the better of the favourite Simply Star. 6.25, no real strong view here, obviously, because a lot of these are unraced, including my selection, Albert the Bowl, but it would only be a tentative choice in a weakish-looking maiden. Then we get on to a little bit more confident selecting with Dunard Prince in the 6.55 each way. Hopefully the draw won't be the undoing of that particular horse. 7.30, definitely the one to beat is Mila Lisa, but I'll go with Yulon Beiju, who ran well 3 days ago in a fast time down in the Curragh. Up in trip, back over to the track he likes, he should go well. I think the 8.05 is going to turn out to be between the favourite Vector Force and my selection straight of Zanzibar, and might just get the advantage from the front. Haven't got a particularly keen angle in on the 8.35 and suggest you treat the race accordingly, but I'll go with Al Jouser. And in the final race, Nap of the Night, the ever popular Granite Tough Cash Machine, chance to dance, hopefully will win his fifth race of the season.
Okay, good stuff, Andy. Thank you very much. Good luck with your selections and enjoy the action in Nace this evening.
Will do. Cheers, buddy.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.